Good morning.
Love Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is Julie Cayley, broker owner of Merced Homes Realty, located in Merced, California, which is in the Central Valley, the center of the center of California. I appreciate everybody tuning in today to hear all about HUD Homes. We're going to talk about a lot of different things today, but mainly we're going to talk about what a HUD home is, how to go about buying a HUD home, all of those things that come to mind when you hear the word HUD home, just so you have an idea of what a HUD home is. If you drive by a sign or you hear a real estate agent or lender talking about a HUD home. So it's really important for all of us in the real estate industry and for people who are thinking about buying to have the correct information regarding HUD homes. So we're going to jump right into it with regards to what is a HUD home, but I just want to give you some information first. First, again, my name is Julie Cayley. I'm a licensed real estate broker in the state of California. My license number is 014-12-616, and we're located in Merced, California. Our address is 920 West 18th Street here in Merced. We list and sell HUD homes throughout Merced County and sometimes in Mariposa County. And I personally work throughout Merced, Stanislaus, and San Joaquin counties in Mariposa County occasionally as well. So I'm really familiar with the entire Central Valley area. So if you have real estate needs in the Central Valley, please feel free to give me a call and I would be happy to help with you or to help you with that. So again, I want to go over one more website, actually two more websites. My website is mercedhomesrealty.com. That's www.merced, it's M-E-R-C-E-D, homes, H-O-M-E-S, realty, R-E-A-L-T-Y.com. In our website, you'll find some links to some HUD information, and you will also find any current listings that we have for sale in the Merced County area, as well as any featured properties that we have that happen to be HUD homes. The inventory has been a little low these last couple of years, so currently we don't have anything active as of today. We do have one that is currently pending here in Merced, so it's got an accepted offer on it, but we don't have anything active. We're not sure what the future will hold as far as inventory for HUD homes, and just like anything in real estate, it kind of goes up and down. There's times where we might have 30 or 40 available HUD homes in the Merced County area, and there's times like right now where we don't have any. So just keep that in mind. The other website that I want to share with you is HUD's website, and it's hudhomestore.com. So that's HUD, which is H-U-D, home, which is H-O-M-E, store, S-T-O-R-E, .com. And on HUDHomestore.com is where you'll find the current inventory for the entire United States. So you can go on there and search in our area, in California, in any state or territory, and it will tell you what HUD homes are available and what the current status of them are. So I'm a local listing broker in the Merced and Mariposa County areas for an asset management company called BLB Resources. And BLB Resources is contracted directly with HUD to help them get these properties sold when they become available. So the number one question that I always get from people when they call in, and the call might come from a sign that they drove by on a property or they saw a home online and they saw the words HUD home on there and they don't really understand what that means. It's a new term to them. They haven't seen a lot of them because the inventory has been low. And they're just really wondering, what is a HUD home? Is it for sale? Is it for rent? Is it a special program? What exactly is a HUD home? So I always like to start with the definition of what a HUD home is. So I've got the Selling Broker Handbook here from BLB Resources, and I'm just going to go over with you all what the definition of a HUD home is per the Selling Broker Handbook. A HUD home, a home that has gone into mortgage default with a loan that is insured by the Federal Housing Administration, or FHA, is referred to as a HUD home. When this occurs, the lender takes possession of the property and conveys ownership to HUD. HUD then sells the home through their asset management contractor, such as BLB Resources. A HUD home may be a single-family house, a townhouse, a condominium, a mobile home, or a multifamily attached home up to 4 units. That's the definition or the explanation, if you will, of a HUD home. Who can sell HUD homes? Well, any licensed real estate broker that has been registered with HUD or a real estate agent that works for that broker can actually go in and represent a buyer and sell a HUD home. And if the broker is not already registered with HUD, it's a very simple process to do. There's just a couple of forms that need to be downloaded and mailed in. So pretty much anybody can do it as long as they fill out the correct paperwork and get it into HUD. So the next big question I get after what is a HUD home is who can buy a HUD home? Can I buy one? Do I need special qualifications or criteria to be eligible to buy a HUD home? So the great news is a HUD home can be purchased by any person, an individual, a company, a HUD-approved nonprofit, or a government entity, as long as they can secure financing or pay cash for the property. The exception of who cannot purchase HUD homes are the local listing brokers such as myself, my affiliates, owners, managers, employees, sales, agents, brokers, and family members and business partners of the aforementioned are all prohibited from purchasing any HUD homes. Employees of a HUD contractor or subcontractor and their family members are also prohibited from purchasing a HUD home. So purchasers, buyers, selling agents, and selling brokers are all required to sign a conflict of interest certification identifying any potential conflicts of interest. This form also requires the buyer, selling agent, and selling broker to acknowledge the penalties for violating the conflict of interest policy. So the bottom line is HUD takes it very seriously. They don't want any funny business going on. They want it to be a legitimate purchase and not be some sort of insider deal. Okay, so that's the reason for that. So it's something that they take very seriously, which is no problem. We all abide by the rules and we have no problems. There's a couple of different purchaser types, and we're going to talk about the two main ones, which are the ones that we deal with the majority of the time. Those are owner-occupants and investors. So an owner-occupant is a person who plans to live in the property as their primary residence for at least 1 year and has not purchased another HUD home as an owner-occupant within the past 2 years. So the majority of the HUD homes that we sell or have sold over the last 7 or 8 years have gone to owner-occupants, meaning somebody who's out there looking to buy a home to live in for themselves, whether they're a first-time home buyer or second-time or fifth-time home buyer. The point is that they're looking to buy it for them to move in. Okay, that's what we call an owner-occupant. An investor, purchaser, or buyer is someone who buys the property as a second home or as an investment or who does not qualify as an owner-occupant. So somebody who doesn't meet that definition of being an owner-occupant or somebody who's buying it as a second home or as an investment to rent it out, to flip it, to resell it, something like that. That's considered an investor. As I mentioned before, the website of HUDHomeStore.com, all of the HUD homes are listed that are available at HUDHomeStore.com, and that's HUD, H-U-D, home, H-O-M-E, store, S-T-O-R-E.com. And anybody, including regular buyers and the general public, can go on to HUDHomeStore.com and search the available inventory of HUD homes. Now, in our area and in California in general, we also put all of the homes that are HUD homes on the local MLS for the area. But always the latest up-to-date information is available at HUDHomestore.com. Now, the great thing is it's a really easy website to navigate. You can just go right on there, click on the map, or put in your county or city or address or state that you want to search by. It has a lot of different search options, so it makes it really easy for the consumer. You can create a free public account, and you can sign up for auto searches so that it emails you when a new home comes available in your particular area or your criteria that you're looking for. And there's also a mobile app that you can download from the App Store for both your Droid and your iPhone, and you can create a quick search on there as well so that you can not have to be on your computer to access that information. You can do it from the app from your phone or your iPad or however you like to search. So all of that makes it really easy to keep tabs on the HUD home. Once you identify the home that you like, you can contact the realtor or agent of your choice, and they can show you the property, and then you can decide if you'd like to make an offer from there. Any agent that has a broker that's registered with HUD can submit that offer for you. The buyer themselves cannot submit the offer online. It has to be done through a broker or agent that is registered with HUD. So when HUD first lists their property on the market, they do a series of evaluations to determine what type of financing should be available for that particular property. Meaning when they put a home on the market, they have a pretty good idea of if it will pass FHA financing, if it needs conventional financing, if it cannot be financed at all in a traditional sense, if it needs to be a cash or hard money loan, and they'll assign it what we call an insurability. So based on that insurability, we'll have different deadlines of when they will look at offers. So there's always an initial bid period, and that is all laid out for buyers and agents on HUDHomestore.com, and it should also be referenced in the MLS as well. So that will have some information to let you know when you can make your offer and when you should expect a response. And HUD does give priority to owner-occupant bidders. So they typically have a period of time where they will only be looking at bids from owner-occupants. And again, that time frame is going to vary based upon the insurability or the type of financing that that property will allow. Okay, so that is an important distinction on HUD homes as well. So it's really a great thing to know about, and you can find all that information again on HUDHomestore.com. And that will also tell you when an owner-occupant can submit their bid and when an investor can submit their bid as well. Because, again, they give priority to owner-occupants, so there are certain time frames where investors cannot submit bids, which, in my opinion, is really great. We've gone through cycles in the market where it's been a little bit difficult for owner-occupants to be able to purchase a home, especially in those entry-level prices, because they're getting beat out by cash investors. So HUD is aware of that situation, and this helps push those properties towards owner-occupants, or at least give them a priority. HUD will pay up to 3% of the gross purchase price in closing costs for owner-occupant purchasers only that are considered to be reasonable and customary where the property is located, but it must be submitted with your bid, okay? You can't come back after your offer is accepted and say, oh, I need closing costs. It has to be submitted with your bid. And if you're not sure, you need to talk to your agent and your lender about that. They will not pay closing costs for an investor purchase, only for owner-occupants. So once we have an accepted offer and it goes into escrow just like a regular transaction would, and HUD will deliver clean title to the new buyer, And then that whole escrow process will start. In our area, the buyer is given a 15-day inspection period where they can go in and do whatever inspections they'd like to do on the property, a home inspection, a roof inspection, a pest inspection, etc. All the inspections are done at the buyer's expense. HUD typically won't pay for any inspections, and HUD will not do any repairs. So that's important to know as well. So if there's any areas of concern, it's up to the buyer if they want to proceed with purchasing the property or if they would like to cancel. So it is really important to get that home inspection so you have a really good idea of what you're buying to minimize any surprises once you move into these homes. A lot of the HUD homes that I've had over the past 7 or 8 years, unfortunately, have been sitting vacant for quite a while. So when that happens, you just never know what the condition is. So as realtors and real estate broker, we always recommend that a buyer get a home inspection, and HUD and BOB Resources recommend that as well, okay? All HUD homes are sold as is. They have a really strict as is condition policy on their contracts. So there's no warranties or guarantees given on the home. HUD can make no representations concerning the condition of the property, and they will not make any repairs to the property. The new owner will be responsible for making any needed repairs after closing. BLB Resources and HUD strongly urge every potential buyer to get a professional home inspection. Purchasers have 15 days from the date the contract is accepted by HUD to conduct an inspection. All inspections, tests, and risk assessments performed at the buyer or purchaser's expense. So once you've satisfied yourself with the property condition, then we move towards a closing where your lender will finalize your loan and get ready to close things out. Buyers are not allowed to move into the property prior to the close of escrow. They're not allowed to do any repairs or improvements, including changing the locks or storing things or mowing the lawn, et cetera, prior to the close of escrow. Once it closes escrow, then it's the buyer's home, and then they're free to do whatever they would like to or need to do to it. But under no circumstances may the buyer occupy the property prior to the close of escrow, okay? And HUD does check on their properties on a very regular basis. They have their listing brokers check on the properties, and they also have what they call their FSM crew, their field service maintenance, their field service manager crews, that are checking regularly on the properties as well. So that's one thing that we're always looking for. Has anybody done anything to the property? Are there any repairs made? Has anybody moved in? And unfortunately, if we see something like that, we have to report it to BOB Resources and to HUD, and it can have some really serious consequences. And it's really, you know, for our buyer's own protection as well. The last thing we would want was for you to store something there and something happen, you know, and then you're out yourself. It's just not a good idea, okay? So we need to be sure that we abide by those rules as well, because they're really put into place in order to protect the seller and the buyer and the agents and, you know, everybody involved in the transaction. So it really is a imperative that we abide by those rules. They're put in place for a reason. So I always like to mention that and emphasize that, because it is something that you'll see in the contract if you get into escrow with HUD or with BOB Resources as well, that strict as is policy. So if you get into escrow and you need to add a buyer or add a co-signer or remove a buyer, we have, HUD has their own set of forms that they use for that type of thing. So your agent can take care of those things for you. If you need to change your financing type, we've got a form for that as well. So once you get into escrow, and as long as you're satisfied with the condition of the home, and the listing agent will work closely with the buyer's agent and the lender to make sure that they have everything they need in order to facilitate the closing, then it should be a pretty smooth process from that point forward. So it's really just making sure that lines of communication are open between the buyer, the buyer's agent, the lender, so that we all have correct expectations. So another really great benefit about purchasing a HUD home, and it has a low earnest money deposit requirement. So for properties at $50,000 and $1 or more, the earnest money deposit is $1,000. If the price of the property is $50,000 or less, the earnest money deposit is $500. So it is really a pretty low entry point. $1,000 EMD is what we see as typical. So once we get the contract ratified, we also HUD gives us a certain time frame in order to get the transaction closed. So those time frames are as follows: 30 days for investors, regardless of the financing type, or for cash owner-occupant purchasers, 30 days. 45 days for owner-occupants using FHA 203B or 203B repair, which that's the type of loan, or conventional financing, and 60 days for those who are using FHA 203K financing. 203K is a rehab loan that is available for owner-occupants only. So they do take a little bit longer because those properties are going to have repairs financed into the loan. So typically there's some requirements that are going to have to be met as far as getting bids and some variations to the appraisal that just take a little bit more time than all the other different types of loans. So HUD does allow some more time to be given to facilitate the closing of those properties. So that's really really important to know as well. If we get into escrow and there's some issue going on where the lender is not able to close in those time frames, we can ask for an extension. Sometimes HUD does grant us an extension. It's kind of an exception and not a rule. We don't want to go into it assuming that we can just get an extension. So we want to do everything we can in our power in order to close up those transactions in the time frame that HUD has allowed us to. So that's my overview of the HUD homes, all about HUD homes, and I hope that this information has given you a good overview of what a HUD home is and how to go about locating them and the purchasing process of HUD homes. And I really appreciate everybody who tuned in live today to listen to this. We are in August of 2017, and of course, you can go back and listen to this and as a podcast or listen to it on your phone or a computer whenever you have some free time, just as a refresher of what a HUD home is. And again, my name is Julie Cayley, and you can reach me at 209-385-1200, or you can find me online, MercedHomesRealty.com. Hope everybody has a wonderful day. Thank you.